So our second speaker of this session is Professor Wang Zhongwing from the Energy Research Institute of the National Development and Reform Commission of the People's Republic of China. Professor Wang has a bachelor's degree in mathematics from Beijing Normal University and a master's degree in technical economy and energy systems analysis from Tsinghua University. Professor Wang has previously taught mathematics and physics at North Jiangtong University and currently works on energy strategy, planning, policy, and legislation research at the Energy Research Institute of the NRDC. Professor Wang is an expert in economic analysis in renewable energy as well as economic and social impact and commercial promotion strategy design. Professor Wang is one of the main drafting members for renewable energy law of the People's Republic of China. He has published over 10 books and 30 papers on renewable energy, science, technology, and policy. He also chairs various international cooperation projects sponsored by the UNDP, World Bank, and other government agencies and organizations. Welcome, Professor Wang. And
okay, thank you, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. So today I give some introduction about China's situation for renewable energy policy, but I should declare I only on behalf of my institute and also my on behalf of my working team, not on behalf of government. We hope our strategy, our studies could influence governments make decisions. So in China, we think we face the serious challenges by China development. We still will keep the very long time relatively high speed economic growth. So we face the serious challenges. First, economic development needs the energy support. China still is a developing country, so not like the developed countries. The developed countries so far, the economic growth already, how to say, decouple our energy demand. So in economic growth, annual 1.5%, 2% increase, but total primary energy supply almost smoothly stable, even decrease. But in China, big difference. This is the first challenge. Second, about the fossil fuel will make the ecological environment worse. If we still depend on the coal, oil for economic growth, that's the big problem for us, for our environment. The third one is a very difficult road for renewable energy replace fossil fuel. But I think we must go this road. Renewable energy should replace fossil fuels. But in the same time, we also have the big opportunities for our economic development. First, we know all kind of renewable energy come from the solar. So develop renewable energy, we depend on weather. So I said combining the meteorology into energy will make the renewable energy to control future energy system possible and feasible. This is the first opportunities. Second opportunity, renewable energy plus internet. That means all technology creative and also institution revolution will make economic green growth possible and feasible. For example, not only solar wind industries, and also will push the, for example, electricity vehicles, energy storage, smart grid, industries, developers. All of these could be said the green economy. So come back to the today, my topics want to give the introduction to us. Now, how deal with the challenges and the opportunities? So 3 years ago, we started this studies. China 2050 high renewable energy penetration scenario and the roadmap, and the roadmap studies. That get the support from the Energy Foundation. This is our partnership for these studies. For 2050 study, so far we just finished the first version. We based on the, how does it, everybody maybe know the central government of China have the China Dream. Beautiful China. So how started our study? We based on the three line development thinking concept. First line is the bottom line, that is the economic development. By 2050, the total GDP of China should reach a level, I will be said later. This is the bottom line. Second is the upline, ecological and environment. By 2050, all kind pollute emissions should reduce, come back to the last central 1980s emission levels in China. The third line is, I gave the name is the lifeline. How deal with the economic and ecological conflicts? We need a bridge, I say the lifeline. This is the bridge is a low carbon green electricity. That will take the key roles for future energy system. So this is our three line development thinking concept. Then we go back to what is our vision and the consensus for 2050 high renewable energy penetration scenario. First, I said the first line, bottom line is the economic. What's the bottom line? By 2050, China economic level will reach the that time's middle developed countries level. That's what's the meaning. We do a comparing studies. We have assumptions. By 2050, the GDP of the China will be 7 times of 2010 years GDP of China. That is the meaning almost the per capita GDP. If we count the present time, the value will be the $50,000 to $60,000 per capita. This is the ecological environment, I said. Blues, we have the China dream. I said that's the two dream. Economic dream, I said that's the bottom line. The second dream, that's the beautiful China. What's the meaning? Beautiful China by 2050 will be reached the blue sky, green water. So all kind polluter emissions should be reached to the level of last century 1980s level. The third one is the energy development. That's the I mentioned low carbon green electricity. Electricity will take the key role of the future energy system. Later, I will get the how key role for low carbon green electricity. This is the second of our studies. We have five basic principles. The first, that's the market oriented. For example, the technology selections. The second, economically visible. All options that are the economical visibles. The third one, we consider both long-term and the near-term. So we studied the 2050. Our objective is to influence the government's the five-year plan. In China, I think everybody knows every 5 years the government will make a decision, the five-year plan. So far, we are starting to study the 13 5 years plan. It's a very key period. So we want to, if we clear 2050 what we want, so we must start now. So in next 5 years, what we should do. Next 10 years, what should we do? So this is, I said, consider long, both long-term and the near-term. The first one is the soft and hard supports. Soft supports meaning the institution, mechanisms, innovation. Later, I will say, so far in China, we have no electricity market. Everything's tariff make decision by the government. No market in the electricity. But the electricity market is very important mechanism for support the wind, solar integration to the grid. Hard meaning the technology innovations. For example, in future, wind technology, solar technology, the cost will be still reductions. The last one, the benefits of the whole society. We say the building high renewable energy penetration future will bring non-zero sum results. So we go to our 10 conclusions for our studies. If you linkage the 10 conclusions, you can find that this is also a pathway to how to implement and reach our 2050 goals. First conclusions, number one, renewable energy could meet over 60% of our primary energy demand by 2050. Before I mentioned, we do this study, we do some of the comparing. What's the relationship between economic and energy development? What's the relationship? We take the example of the OECD countries pathways. Our best year is 2010. For example, in 2010, OECD countries have the 1.2 populations. In China, we have the 1.3 populations. In 2010, OECD per capita GDP, $30,000. That is the 2005 year value, time value. So we take this as comparing. If we reach the same economic level like the OECD countries by 2050. So we need primary energy supply, 7 billion TCE, ton of equivalent coal. That will be huge. So far in China, by the end of the last year, our total primary energy supply was 420 million tons of coal equivalent. That's means the 4.2 billion tons of TCE. So if follow the OECD countries' pathway, by 2050, China need 7 billion. That will be double now. That means one-third coal, one-third oil and gas, one-third renewable energy and nuclear power. So that's it. So that's huge. We cannot follow these ways. So in our studies, final results, by 2050, we only need 3.4 billion tons of coal equivalent primary energies, and in which 60% from the renewable energy. That meaning the fossil fuel, fossil energy around the 1 billion, almost 1 billion TCEs. So this is the first of these conclusions. The second conclusion, if we reach the first conclusions, we can get the number two conclusions. High renewable energy penetration will promote fossil fuel energy consumption and the carbon emission to peak by 2025. Everybody knows the China President Xi and American President Obama signed the minutes last year during the APEC summit. By 2030, our CO2 will reach the peak. According to our studies, if we start action from now, our coal peak will reach the peak before the 2020. Our CO2 emission will reach the peak before the 2025. But this is under the high renewable penetration scenario. The third one, why we can reach the 3.4 billion tons primary energy, TCE, primary energy supply by 20. Because in our studies, we have an assumption by 2050, for the end energy user, at least 60% energy from the electricity. This is very important components. According to our model calculations, by 2050, we can reach the 62% electrification for energy and use. So this is very important. Otherwise, we cannot reduce primary energy supply from the 7 billion tons to 3 billion tons. Because electricity, everybody knows that's a very high efficiency and very clean. But this is very important. If your electricity still comes from the coal-fired plant or oil-fired plant, gas-fired plant, no meaning. So in our study, we say the number four conclusion, renewable energy power is the essential replacement for fossil fuel energies. So you can see this is a figure. By the 2050, under energy use, 62% from the electricity, but and also in the electricity supply, 91% from the non-fossil fuel, that's the include nuclear power. But how much from the renewable energy? 86% from renewable energy. So this is, we say renewable power is the essential replacement for fossil energies. But in renewable energy power, that's the number five conclusion. Wind power and solar power will become important pillars of the future power supply. We designed the three development phases for wind and solar power. First phase, from now to 2020 or 2025. Little bit slow, but comparing the little bit slow. You know, in China, we have a 12-5-year plan. In the government, that's the government plan. They have goals for 2020 year wind power development. That is the 200 gigawatt. But in our studies, if we want to reach our 2050 goals by 2020, we must reach 300 gigawatts for wind power. I just give the examples. The second phase is from the 2020 to 2040 years or 2045 years. That's with a very quickly development phase for wind and solar. What's the meanings? Because so far China still in the, how to say, deeply reform phase. Before I just mentioned, we have no electricity market. According to our studies, China needs 5 or 10 years establish completely competing electricity market. That's the meaning by 2025, we will have a completely competing electricity market. By that time, 1 year, we can increase the 100 gigawatt wind capacity, 100 gigawatt the solar capacities, no problem, if we have this is the mechanism. So by the 2040, we'll be go to the slowly development, because by the that time, we think the China economy development with the energy development will be decoupled, will debacle. The number six is about the transformation electricities. We have designs, and we have a simultaneous for the future China the grid, but this is not very detailed, just to show everybody. That means transform the electricity transmission network to a platform for optimizing the resource allocations. That's meaning the priority for integrating the renewable energy power. The number seven, technological and institution innovation is the foundation to build a high renewable energy penetration power system. I just gave an example here. Everybody knows in this year, March 20th, in European have a solar eclipse. Everybody knows in Germany there is a huge solar PV capacities. So during that time, no sun, that will be very, very serious, dangerous. But 2 or 3 years, we already forecast this day we will have a solar eclipse. So 2 years ago, the transmission company, TSO of Germany, they start preparing different measures to deal with the issues. Because you know that in Germany there are almost 40 gigawatts of the solar PV capacity. So if no sun, no load, no sun, that the load will be problems. By the 20th of March, before measures prepared by TSOs, all measures almost no use. Why? Because in Germany there is 863 or 867 distributors or electricity supply companies. They just use the day-ahead market, electricity market of European, solve the issues. So I say electricity market is very powerful for integrating renewable energy power. So in China, we must establish our own completely competing electricity market. And also, I give you another examples. My team, we do some of the simultaneous and the case studies for electricity vehicle support power system. So this is the different charge models. And we can say new business model of the EV will change the concept of power dispatcher. This is just a very simple concept for you. I think everybody know. I just want to say it. Our case studies. We do simultaneous assumptions. In Beijing, now we almost have the cars, 6 million cars. By 2030, in Beijing, if we have 10 million cars, in which if 2 million cars, that's just like the Tesla, American Tesla car, electricity vehicles, that's the continuous miles, kilometers will be 500 kilometers. So electricity vehicle, they can use the, for example, nighttime charge vehicle. And the daytime they can contribute to the grid. So if in 10 million cars in Beijing, if we have 2 million Tesla cars, we can make the Beijing roads flat. No peak no value. So that will make the electricity power system running very, very stable. This is just the case. So, but you must have an electricity market. For example, frequency function should have a different price. Peak price. For example, in America, the peak price will be the 10 times the low valley load the price. In China, same. So in future, don't worry, wind, solar, integrated grid, no problem. So number eight, we also do some analysis about cost. We think building a high renewable energy penetration power system at the small or non-increment cost for our electric system. Number nine, about economic growth. In this figure, we just take the job opportunity for examples. I can give you a date. So far in China, coal mine, coal-fired plant, oil development, gas, all of these industries, fossil fuel energy industry, provide almost 12 million jobs. 12 million jobs. That's huge. But by 2050, I can tell you, our renewable energy industry also will at least provide 12 million jobs. Last one. High renewable energy penetration will help bring back clear water and blue skies. So far, I just gave the two examples. One is the SO2 emission and the NOx emissions will come back to the last year, last century, 1980s level, very low. The second about CO2. By the 2050, if we can reach our high renewable energy penetration scenario, our CO2 emission will reduce to the 3 billion tons. So far in China, our CO2 emission almost the 10 billion tons, almost the 10 billion tons. What's the meaning of 3 billion tons? So far, our CO2 emissions almost the, how to say, one third of the world, or little bit than the one third. By 2050, we will reach, our CO2 emission will be one-fifth of China, one-fifth of the world. So, high renewable energy penetration will be a non-zero-sum thing for China, for whole world. So, last I want to say, my introduction, just our first version, our 2050 study. Earlier of this year, we already started the second version study for 2050. We want to make the more evidence for our scenarios. Thank you, everybody.
Is this working? Yep. Thank you. And we have some time for questions, so if anybody has any question, please step up to the microphone.
Professor Wong, nice talk. When I was looking at your curves for the projections of fossil fuels, it looked like coal and natural gas were both going up and then down together. Do you see an interim period when the coal plants will be replaced by combined cycle natural gas plants before the fossil fuels start ramping down completely or down to the point where you're showing out beyond 2050? And is there a discussion of how those combined cycle plants can then support, you know, the variable generation aspects of the renewables?
From now to 2025 years, maybe we should need more gas to replace the coal-fired plant, the coal consumptions, because the wind and the solar cannot reach the very high speed development. The second, in our studies, we not close the old coal-fired plant. By the 2050, we will still keep the 880 gigawatts coal-fired plants, but running ours, big difference. So far in China, the coal-fired plants annual running hours almost the 5,000 hours. So your coal-fired plant, if will keep, you must take the technology retrofissions. By the 2050s, coal-fired plant in our study will only running the around the 1,000 hours per year. That's the we just take a reference of so far the Denmark case studies. So that means we will use the coal-fired plants to take the peak adaptations.
Thank you. And just one other question: you have a lot of wind energy coming online now, but a lot of it is curtailed and not used.
That's true.
And what do you see in the short term that will help that situation where more of the wind can actually be utilized?
This so far, still I say that's the very complicated reasons, but not technical issues. That's the mechanism's issues. I said we have no electricity market. This is the first thing. Second, coal-fired plant and wind power plant, solar PV stations. How to say? I just said the coal-fired plant annual running hours the 5,000 hours now. That's how the benefit conflicts. So far our ISO dispatching electricity dispatching center, they have no power. Say now we have wind, we can make the wind farm develop more, produce more electricity and reduce the coal-fired plant. They have no this power. That's a big problem. That's the mechanism issues. But I think this is will be quickly resolved. If we establish our electricity market, everybody know what's the real value of electricity from a coal-fired plant or from the wind farm.
Thank you.
Thank you. One last question before we break, so please go ahead.
Hello, Professor Wang. It's a very nice talk. My name is Dorsh. I'm from Stony Brook University. I just have one question about your last perspective about the renewable energy will bring clear water and better air quality, because you know China has a more complex issue, like most of the pollution, like near Beijing municipal areas, are from industrial or from transportation pollutant. Do you have any roadmap to solve this issue?
So, it's difficult to answer your questions. We do this study, 2050 high renewable energy penetration scenario, that just want to let the government make clear what we should do. But so far, we know the central government, they already develop, they already set up the Jing-Jing-Ji coordinator development strategies. We hope, how to say, make our study result into their strategies. How to say, pollution cannot depend on the wind to, make the pollution low or other. For example, in 10 days ago, very blue sky in Beijing, but now, in this week, very serious pollution in Beijing.
Thank you once again, Professor, for your wonderful talk, and now we can break for the session.